temptations surround us. Wherever we look, there are so many ways to fulfill desires. And at times, those desires are prohibited. As believers, we have to be ever cautious. We have to be on guard. And we have to realize when those temptations come from nafs and shaitan. Also, we have to be very intelligent. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in a hadith described who is the intelligent one and who is the foolish one. And let me mention that hadith to you. The Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam said, Al-kayyisu man dana nafsahu wa amila lima ba'd al-maut. That the wise one, the intelligent one, is he who takes account of himself and he performs action for that time which is after death, meaning he prepares for the hereafter. Wal-ajizu man atba'a nafsahu hawaha wa tamanna 'ala Allah. And the foolish one, the weak one, is he who makes himself follow desires, his whims and desires. وَتَمَنَّ عَلَى اللَّهِ. And despite this, he's following his unlawful desires, he still has hope in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is foolishness. If someone is doing good and because of those good deeds he has hope and tawakkul in Allah, that's another matter. But if you're constantly sinning, fulfilling your wrong desires, and then you still have hope, I'll be okay, I'll be fine, that is foolishness. And that is what the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam taught us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us from the wise ones and keep us far away from the foolish ones.